Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Mishim Kli So. We're on page Samach Aleph or an Os Dalad. This one's going to be a little bit of a longer Os, but we'll try not to take so long. Yom Simchas Chem Eidu HaShabbasos. Uv Yom Simchas Chem Odechem. Isa B'Sifri. The Medrash says on this Pasuk, Yom Simchas Chem, on your joyous occasions, what does that refer to? Eidu HaShabbasos. For Tmulakav, we've already wondered and asked the question. Hebes Shabbos Lo Nemra Mitzvah Simcha, Ki Mitzvah Oneg Lekavod. Ve'kratza Shabbos Oneg V'kibadito. Right, we have a mitzvah on Shabbos to have oneg and kavod. There's no mitzvah necessarily to have simcha. So what is the Medrash talking about? Only when it comes to the holidays we have a mitzvah to be happy. But there's no mitzvah to be happy on Shabbos. So why is the Medrash saying that Yom Simchaschem Ilo Shabbos? It's not called Yom Simchaschem. Shabbos is not called Yom Simchaschem because there's a mitzvah. There's a specific mitzvah to be happy on it. Ela mipnei shu yom shebimitzias tzimichim bo. Rather, Shabbos is called Yom Simchaschem because it's a day that in reality we're happy with it. That automatically, once Shabbos hits, you hear the baby in the background, Baruch Hashem. Right? Once Shabbos hits, just in reality, the fabric of reality, there's happiness. We're automatically happy. On holidays, there's a mitzvah to be happy. Chazal teaches different actions we have to do on Yom Tov to be happy. But Shabbos, we don't have to do anything external to have this happiness. Rather, the Or of Shabbos, again, automatically seeps in to our system, and we automatically feel Menucha v'simcha Or LaYehudim. Just comes automatically. Kamo Shekasub B'Sefer Achaim, as we quoted a few pages ago, a Jew feels the shefel ki and this extra happiness. And what's the lashon? Shenofel alav. It just falls upon him. Falls upon her without even really preparing yourself for it or thinking about it. It just happens. Again, on holidays, I have to do certain actions to promote happiness. But the koach of Shabbos is that automatically, once Shabbos hits, that happiness starts to seep in. That simcha starts to seep in. The Lel Shal Shabbos Kla'or V'oz Zeched B'Mim Kalmenu. And then the night of Shabbos is full of or. Full of or. Makor HaSimcha Sheyehudi B'Shabbos Sukid Yisa B'Zohar Kala Shal Shabbos. So what is the source of happiness that a Jew feels on Shabbos? The source is the following. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. I'm going to read the bottom on the footnote. Hey. V'ruach Echad Me'oneg Atika Kadisha Mitpashi B'Chol Amos. There is this ruach from this deep holy pleasure that is spread out across all of the worlds. And it spreads out to all of the holy sons, all those who keep the Torah. And then they sense the sense of Menucha Sanefesh, this Menucha Shema. And this Ruach, the Zohar says, that again, just gets spread out into the world and then gets spread out into each Jewish person. It makes them forget from all of their anger and their frustration and their judgment, all of the hardship that they've been through. The Or of Shabbos is this healing medicine that just calms us down. I actually don't think it's Atzbecha. I think it's actually, yeah, it's Atzbecha. Atzbecha. Mi'atzbecha o miragzecha minavoda akasha. Again, Shabbos is this Or that just Shabbos hits, right? Whatever time it may be. So Shabbos starts, you light your candles, Shabbos starts, and this Or just comes into the reality. This Or comes into the world. And the thing that we're focusing on now is what does this Or do? This Or gives a Jew an inherent simcha. They just feel good. And there's a sense of calmness, menuchas ha-nefesh, that takes away all of the pain and frustration of the week. Back on top, v'chein pirush Rashi b'pasuk Shabbos Shabboson, menuchas meragua. Again, there's this comfort and this sense of healing from all of the trouble that I've been through and all of the things that frustrate me and make me upset and sad. During the days of the week, I don't have true menuchas hanefesh. I sometimes kind of like numb myself so that I don't feel the frustration, but I don't really feel healed in a sense. There's always things going on during the week where, like, I'm lacking something, right? I'm on my phone, I see my friends going out, and, like, I'm missing out on that. Or, like, I'm stressed because I have schoolwork, and, like, that's bothering me, and I feel lack in my life because, like, I don't want to feel peace. There's always things going on during the week that always kind of, like, get in our way of things. And it's very frustrating and hard. Yesh mish zakuk Yeshua bin Yonim Shonim. There's been people who need different salvation and different things. Yesh mish sovi Yisraya gufo Yisraya nefesh. So someone's going through something physically, someone's going through something emotionally. Yesh dvarim shem atzbanim umaragzi mesadam. There's some things that really bother you. There's things that cause him pain. There's certain cases, right, where you feel very jealous of people, and that really blemishes and damages your menuchas hanefesh. Right, every person has things that just take away the menuchas hanefesh. And we're constantly walking around the sense of lack, the sense of, like, I'm not good enough. She's better than me. He's better than me. I'm not smart enough, I'm not looking enough, I'm not, whatever it may be. There's a lot of, like, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough. The mindset of the week is, I'm not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough. Shabbos puts that away. Ein lo neichashlim. Aval Shabbos hu yom heniach Hashem lecha, b'neichashlim. Hashem gives us a true sense of rest, right? When I feel like enough, then I feel like, oh, I'm resting. Shabbos helps us realize, hey, you're enough. You're totally enough. Ubo mit nashe mikuhu kol rogzin. Ein atzbecha vein ragzecha. Ein atzbecha vein ragzecha. Mikoach ha'ashra shal Shabbos ein adam achash b'chol chaser. Again, through the aura of Shabbos, we don't feel lack. Right? We've spoken about before. Amori Naim, the whole Indian of malacha is lack. On Shabbos, there's no malacha because there's no lack on Shabbos because Hashem's day, and Hashem obviously is not lacking. And we taste that aura on Shabbos. There's no lack anymore on Shabbos. Amnam mitzius hamitzius lo mishtana b'Shabbos ach adam mishtana. What's cool is that, right, cool is not a good word for it, but what's cool is that, right, reality is staying the same. I'm still lacking things during my week. I'm still struggling with my self-identity, self-image, self-esteem, self-confidence. There's still a lot of things that I'm lacking, right, externally. So Shabbos doesn't change reality. Shabbos changes me and my perspective on things. Amnam hamitzius lo mishtana b'Shabbos. A person changes. Right? In reality, I'm still lacking a lot. And the things that bother me and get in my way are still alive and well. But from my perspective and my feelings and emotions, it's not bothering me anymore. It's like it's as if I'm not lacking anything. Shabbos causes me to feel that all the lack that I have is not bothering me anymore. It's not too heavy for me. It's not a burden for me. It doesn't frustrate me anymore. And it's as if I kind of forget about it. It's irrelevant to me anymore. Shabbos, as we say, right? It's time to say good Shabbos because all your work is done. The famous song. We have to view it as if all of our work is done. So he quotes here the Sefer Torah Savos, but I know the Chiddush Arim talks about it. And the Shem Yishmo talks about it as well. Hosivu shezek kol afil melachtucha beruchnius. Right, the Gemara Pasha Pshat is, if you view all of your physical work as done, the Tzadikim tell us that this includes your spiritual work as well. On Shabbos, if you view as everything that I've done this week was as all I could have done, as except where I'm standing spiritually speaking. It's as if all of my work spiritually speaking is done. Kasher Yehudi margish kilu kol melachtucha asuya b'chon yinav v'gashis beruchnius. When a Jew feels that I've done everything that I could do, physically and spiritually, Hariu Sharoi B'nai Chashim Einu Chasar Muma. When I accept, when I have self-acceptance, and I accept where I'm at, so then I feel true Menuchas HaNefesh, because I don't feel like I'm lacking anything. V'lochein Av Shem Mitzvah Simcha B'Shabbos, even though there's no specific mitzvah to be happy on Shabbos. V'al Simcha Ba'al Yehudi Me'elea B'li Miskavim. Simcha automatically comes to us. Because again, there's no more lack. There's self-acceptance. I feel whole. I feel good. That automatically brings to that simcha. This is all through the aura of Shabbos. And again, I know that this has felt a little bit repetitive, because each Oss is really talking about a different midah and how the aura of Shabbos gives us that midah. But the general idea is that I have to realize and pay attention to the fact that when Shabbos hits, internally I'm changing. And that is a big deal. That is a big deal. Etzem ha-metziah shel Shabbos shiudi shor b'nai chashlim mevi'a bo osher simcha. The reality of Shabbos, that a Jew is just dwelling and is within this sense of true rest, brings them to a sense of simcha. When it comes to happiness, I don't need a specific reason or a certain action. Sometimes I just feel happy. Right? If I'm not busy, I just have some free time. So that kind of automatically brings me happiness because I don't feel any responsibility. Which usually we want to feel responsible. But when there's nothing, like I don't have any papers to do or tests to do or homework, like I feel good, I feel free. And when I'm in this state of like, I'm feeling like good spirited and I'm feeling like I don't have anywhere to go or be, I just have to be with myself right now, that automatically brings a sense of happiness and calmness, right? Like you're on vacation, just like I have no responsibility, I don't have to do anything, I'm just like here with me and my friends, my family. That automatically brings a sense of happiness. And says the Talmud Rebbe, the truth is that Hashem created the world in a way that each thing in creation is supposed to bring a person happiness. Yofi habriya al kochal ki amarani nesalev. Right, the beauty of the world makes our heart feel joyful. Right, I know, like I'm a Moshavah person. It's like the sunset of Moshavah, right above the voice course. It's just like it gives you a sense of simcha. She's like, wow, it's amazing. Hashemayim mechod tzavam. You look at the sky. You look at the stars. Or Hashemesh, right? You have a beautiful sunset. You have a beautiful, just like, you know, some people like it really hot outside. You're in Florida on vacation. You go to the pool. You go to the beach. You feel good. Umatok or vatov le'inayim merosis Hashemesh, says the Pasuk in Koheles. Harim vagos v'chol etz pri, right? You see these beautiful mountains and valleys and these fruit trees. The shayim l'lavlim, eretz v'yamim, kol chelek mechok yabriya in tzivo v'yofiyah v'ashra shunosin. Again, there's so much beauty in the world, all of nature and all of creation. It's supposed to naturally get you, like, you can't not, like, you had this, I remember when I was in yeshiva, so we went to, I forgot exactly what the yeshiva is called. We went to this certain yeshuv, where not so many people lived, but, like, my Rebbe's son lived there, so we went for Shabbos. And, like, everyone lived in, like, kind of like a trailer. It's kind of, you know, like, an interesting Shabbos for a guy from New York. But we went for Shabbos, and the place was surrounded by these beautiful mountains. Like, you see these mountains, you're just in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel a sense of simcha. It's just like, wow. This is so amazing. This is what he's talking about. You look at the sky, look at the mountains, look at the trees, you just see nature, you're just like, wow. Everything here is so beautiful. And it gives you a sense of like, wow, it feels so good. Hakirva v'chamimu shabayis mishpacha. Then you have a closeness to your friends and family. Hayaladi maglim v'aktanim. B'zal Hashem one day will have children, right? And you see that, I can tell you, I've had a kid for, you know, like 2 days, right? Born on Shabbos. So 2 days. And it makes me so happy. It just gives you a sense of simcha. And the sense of closeness with friends and family. Right, so important to have friends, right? Good friends, you always have a good time with them. It makes you happy. I still can't read. Right? One day I'll be able to read. If you're listening to this, I apologize. But one day I'll be able to read. Right? There's certain things in the world that there's so many different options that to make someone happy. Certain different things that we could do to make ourselves happy. To go out with friends. So you're in your shalom. So like, you go to Hatch with some friends, right? Go out with the boys, go out with the girls and have some nice things, something nice to eat. It gives you happiness. You go to a movie, you go to for brand, you go learn together. There's so many different things that we could do to make ourselves happy. So Hashem has given us so many different ways. Reality has it that we're able to make ourselves so happy. All these different things in reality, all different things in the world. At the same time, correspondingly, there's a lot of things in the world that really frustrate us and bother us and make us feel lack and bad and prevent us from having minuchas nefesh. Lo tamid adam chash b'kach. We don't always feel this way. But the fact that I'm not amazed by the beauty of the world and everything in the world, that is a very strong line. It says the Son of Rebbe. I might not always feel upset, but the fact that I'm not always like, wow, look at this beautiful world. There's so much good and I feel so good. We're naturally supposed to feel good. The fact that I don't always naturally feel good and I'm like, wow, look at the world. That means that there is something lacking in life and there is something missing. Again, he's saying, you know, you're probably like, there's not that many things that bother me. I'm not lacking that much. But at the same time, you don't feel a sense of like wonder and passion. You know, the passion doesn't have to be so like loud and energetic. We don't feel a sense of like wonder towards the world and everything that Hashem has given us. So it says the Son of Rebbe, that shows that like, so maybe there is something missing and you should kind of check yourself. We do it like, if I'm not like in love with the world, in love with the beauty of the world, then there's something missing. And I have to think for myself, what is causing me to feel this lack of simcha? Aval b'Shabbos bas Shabbos ba menucha. Shabbos comes and menucha comes. Menucha sanefesh. Va'az ein od tzorach b'chol sibas nosefes k'dei l'smach. I don't need any other reason to be happy. Shabbos automatically brings with it happiness. B'matzav shem ragu v'menucha nefesh mismales me'aleh simcha v'tov yivav mesimcha sabriya. Again, Shabbos automatically fills my heart with a sense of simcha and tov levav. The big thing in Slanim is, and Chassidus really, is to get together with friends. And we specifically feel this sense of simcha when we're with close friends on Shabbos. And with my friends, and we're just together eating Friday night meal, there's no jealousy or lack. And I'm like it could be that during the week I was like, oh, I'm so jealous of this guy. But now I'm Shabbos, I'm like, you know what, Shabbos, I realize now, and Hashem helps me realize, like, he has his role, I have my role. Hashem doesn't want me to be him, because if he wanted me to be him, I would be him. But I'm not him. I'm me. On Shabbos, when we get together with friends, we feel the sense of closeness, and there's no kinah. There's no jealousy. And I feel like I'm not lacking anything. And I just feel good. Automatically, again, through Shabbos itself, through eating with friends, through learning with friends, through what I do on Shabbos, That itself causes me to feel simcha. You know, all these actions allow me to receive the simcha of Shabbos. Again, we talk a lot about vessels. Getting together with friends, and learning with friends, and eating with friends, all these things that we do in Shabbos with family allow us to receive the vessel of simcha. They allow us to create a vessel to receive the light of Shabbos, which in this case is the light of Simcha, and feeling good and feeling whole. V'zeh gam inyan ha'rikudim b'Shabbos. This is also why we dance in Shabbos. Ki kitov libo titkaber bo ha'simcha ara asher yatza b'machol. Right? We feel such a Simcha in Shabbos that we can't even handle it. We don't know what to do with it. We just start dancing automatically. V'libo b'sonro yirani l'alchai. K'memar tzadikim alashon Rashi az yashir. Az k'shiroha nes ala b'libo shiashir shira. Just, it was ala b'libo. It just kind of happened upon us. Sometimes you're dancing, it just kind of just happens. You just feel like you need to dance. Shabbos gives us a simcha where you just feel like I have to dance. I have to go do something. Hashir novas mizeh shalev ola mishafech al gidosav. Right? This song comes out because the lev is just jumping up and down and it's so excited. This simcha that we get on Shabbos, this makes us so excited. Okay, we'll stop here for this year, and Bezras Hashem will do Oshei next year and finish the Maimer.